This is CliffCentral.com.
Evolution.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football, nudes, Obama, Drake, Moses Chunga, anyone else I can think about, the Nedbank Cup, doping in Kenya, doping in England, doping at the Comrades Marathon, Panama Paper Leaks, Black China, Rob Kardashian, Panda, racists that always prosper, drug cheats that do not pay taxes, and World Bank reports. Oh, wow, that was a mouthful. That was indeed a mouthful, yes, it was a mouthful, yeah. Yes.
Party on the right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I can hear you now. Yeah. Can I start with the intros?
I think you should start off with the most important announcement of the day.
The most important individual of the day, obviously, is Nandi Shabalala. We just want to give a big shout out to Nandi. It's her birthday today, and we love you and we miss
Happy
you here
birthday.
On the football show. Happy birthday! Yay!
The big 2-8.
So would you please do her intro, Theo? Please.
We are told that she once went for an entire month without any form of nutritional sustenance, surviving only on the eternal nourishment provided by the regenerative properties of her yellow bone skin cells.
Oh, yes.
And that if you stay in her presence for long enough, you might break your oath of office too.
Yes.
All we know is that she is the godmother of yellow,
yes,
the public protector of the yellow bone constitution, her supreme yellowness.
Yes.
Nandi Shabalala, and it's her birthday.
Yes.
So you better call in. You better call in, wish her a happy birthday. You better tweet.
No. Call in, tweet to Nandi. We'll send you. We'll put her number up on Twitter.
Yeah. We're gonna put her number up for the whole world
to see
and send her birthday dedications and whatever else you wanna send her for.
She's probably somewhere like blessing people with her yellowness, on these streets.
On some beach somewhere.
Yeah. As one must.
As one does.
As one must. Moving on swiftly. We are told that he has just come off a long haul flight from a Central American country, with which may or may not have been Panama, where he was part of an international consortium of legal professionals looking to protect their clients' commercial interests that had been severely compromised by the Panamanian papers leak at Mossack Fonseca, and that he spends most of his free time reading World Bank reports. All we know is that he is the most knowledgeable oracle of all things football. Most knowledgeable on your life. Most knowledgeable on your whole style. The exemplary immigrant, the noble Nigerian, the God, Durag Jesus.
The one and only.
Oh, yeah, the God Durag.
The Durag Jesus of all Jesus.
The Durag Jesus of all Jesus.
Incomparable, actually.
Yes. We are told that he too was named in the Panamanian Paper League at Mossack Fonseca. I don't know. How do you spell Mossack Fonseca? There's so many spellings of this.
It's got a K.
It's got a K somewhere.
Yeah, I think at the end. I don't know.
Anyway, we are told...
It wasn't me.
We are told that he too was named in the Panamanian Paper League at Mossack Fonseca. And that he has since denied links to a weapons manufacturing firm that also has interest in agricultural implements, computer consumables, and pastel-colored cardigans. Mm.
Yeah, well...
All we know is that he is our king of rich man swag. The man who spends his spare time tweaking financial algorithms on his Bloomberg workstation. The God with the insane cardigan game, a symbol of black privilege. The God, Theo Mojo.
Theo, what's happening? And
what's happening, fam?
I've lost all 1,300 rands of my Panamanian shell company is worth.
Oh, so shame, man. Shame, fam.
I'm back to zero.
Sorry, fam.
So I'm putting up a lot of cardigans up on eBay and bigger buy. If anyone's interested, please make yourself, you know, available. You know, they're special items, so please.
Help this guy. Someone please help Theo. He's lost so much money in Panama, and Mossack Fonseca has basically betrayed him. Yeah, fucking bastards.
Yeah. We are told that he has never been named in any paper leaks because he has strong ties with exotic dancers around the globe who are invariably clerks and assistants in huge international conglomerates.
Yes.
Clever.
Yes.
Clever.
Yes.
And that due to the loyalty and huge appreciation of their trade.
Yes.
These clerks by day and exotic dancers by night have always seen it fit to redact his name.
Yes.
On any leaked document in the world. All we know is he is the erstwhile stripper whisperer.
Yeah.
The erstwhile multilingual cunning linguist.
Yes.
The man who spends his spare time tweeting Led Zeppelin lyrics.
Yes.
The god. Common question.
Instead of reading World Bank reports.
Exactly. Instead of reading World Bank reports.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Joined by Durag Jesus in the building. Yeah. What up, Durag?
What up, what up, what up?
What it do, fam?
Yo,
Chose. Yes.
In life. If I on my dice, man.
Wow, say that again.
What does
that mean? If I on my
dice. Sometimes the Pope. Sometimes the Pope.
Yeah, in life, if I on my dice.
Alright, okay, cool.
Yo, I was just on the receiving end of some institutional xenophobia that just made me realize that I will never be accepted in Mzansi.
What happened?
Can learn the language, can pay your taxes, can do everything. You'll just never be accepted.
Never be accepted.
You must just.
Who was it, bro?
Get
name
what
and
you
shame,
can get.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you? We'll deal with them.
No, we stand the bank, but it's okay.
Oh,
stand
really?
Bank. Yeah, no. Institutional xenophobia of the highest order, and it just reinforced that, you know, South Africa is just a pit stop.
A shame, fam.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We're all immigrants here, so
we're all immigrants,
man. What you're talking about?
We're all immigrants.
Yeah.
Life is hard out here.
Life is hard out here. We're all immigrants. Exemplary immigrants.
Immigrant Durag Jesus.
Immigrant Durag Jesus is out
here. You should tweet Standard Bank.
Nah, fuck Standard Bank, man.
It was probably Chris Hart's cousin or someone.
Fuck Standard Bank.
Anyway, we are told that he is possibly the only man this side of the equator who knows all the lyrics and pop culture references and designers band. And that as a hipster pastime, he spends his free time tweeting about the musings of Jean-Michel Basquiat and the internet's B-side songs. All we know is that he is our in-house hipster, the only man who knew about Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kanté in 2011, the god Joao Matthews, who we don't know.
He is in between thighs.
He is in between thighs.
Chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs. Anyway, fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow or tweet us at FootballShowCC.
Happy birthday, Nandi.
Happy birthday, Nandi. Or they can call us on 0861-555-189. Alternatively, you can like our Facebook page, which is The Football Show, emphasis on football with a PH. Or alternatively, again, you can chat to us using the Cliff Central WeChat ID. Cliff Central. Right, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah.
And we also have Periscope, so you can also follow us on the Periscope. Follow with a PH.
Scope us out.
Scope us on the Periscope. Ground Rules, it's our 50th podcast today.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Hello.
50 not out.
50 not out. But
still no sponsors.
Still no sponsors. 50 not out.
This is a milestone.
Milestone.
We want to thank guys, anyone who listens
to us.
We want to
thank ourselves, firstly.
Firstly, obviously. Because there wouldn't be no football show without ourselves, fam.
So shout out to Comrade Question. Shout out to Theo Mojo, Drake Jesus.
Shout out to Joao
the
Matthews.
The often absent but still loved Joao Matthews.
Yeah.
The Yellow Bone Public Protector, Red Nandi.
Yeah.
Then.
Fam.
Then
our
loyal
fans.
Our
loyal listeners.
Ajekom.
Yao Adiekum.
Even though he's Ghanaian, but Ajekom.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Sonia.
Woo.
Sonia, who's always in the DMs, fam.
In the DMs.
She's always
news.
In the DMs. No, sending she's news. Not sending news. She's sending suggestions even for the show.
Oh, word?
Guys, yeah, we love Sonia. We love you. We love you.
I
we love all of you
using
guys.
The show account.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to us for such a long time.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
We love you guys. Keep listening.
Keep listening.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's start off with the EPL. Man United 1-0. 0. Man United 1-0. Everton 0. Martial scores. Was it the 1,000th goal? What is it?
Some ridiculous, stupid, useless stats that the British media wants to hype up.
Yeah,
and
media.
It was a 1,000th goal at Old Trafford.
At Old Trafford,
I mean, it's who cares? Let's be honest. What a shit game, though. Jesus.
I didn't watch it because, you know, I support Arsenal. But,
oh, what's his name? Jagielka, probably the worst defender in the
Premiership. So are people still being made to watch videos of Jagielka at Man United?
Jesus Christ. I don't know why. He hit two balls off the crossbar and De Gea's reflex saves. De Gea doesn't deserve United. I've just come to that conclusion.
Wow.
He doesn't deserve the club. And if he leaves this season, I'll be more than happy because you can't carry on.
You know what? I think De Gea is part of our decline.
De Gea?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh. If we had gotten Lloris instead of De Gea, we would be winning titles hand over fist.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
You need to score first to win titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the third worst scoring other than Sunderland. And
but the thing is, we score. We do score. You know, we win narrowly. But the problem is...
The third worst in the league.
The problem is... We always concede these stupid fuck shit goals that would not be conceded if we had a defender who could organize the defense.
Well, guess
who
what?
Can play?
Phil Jones is back for the under 21.
Oh my god, he must stay injured. He must stay injured.
I saw a video of him getting nutmegged about 3 times last night by some Chelsea 17-year-old.
Oh my god.
I was like, your career is over. You need to just go back to Blackburn. And
still only 22, though.
But I just don't see how he can play 5 games a season for the next, I mean, however long. Yeah. The guy, I think he's great,
trash.
But he will never be a great at United.
Yeah,
wow, that is
the context for the win against Everton. That was Everton had lost
fifth loss in a row.
They had lost 8 out of their last 9 games before United. So
jeez,
it's not exactly as though we were playing a contender.
Lukaku had 1 shot on target. I think the whole game.
Blint.
Jesus Christ.
Blint.
I didn't watch it. What did Blint do?
He ate Lukaku.
He ate him.
Someone was like, I hope Lukaku
put him in a sandwich, B.
Put him in his pocket, bro. The guy was phenomenal. He was technical nuance, his know-how at the back.
Guys, who's more beautiful, Daley Blint or Olivier Giroud?
Daley Blint is a beautiful man.
Really?
No, he is.
I've seen him now.
Yeah, you've seen
I see him now.
I mean,
Giroud's skin is a bit weird.
Yeah.
But Blint is so perfect.
Yeah, and those eyes.
And those
he's
eyes.
He's
and
just got hair on his face.
Yes,
that's
but that's part of his appeal. It's part of his machismo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The hair.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shame. I've got a message
from
Yao Kodiwa Agiekum, who says, just walked out of my tut. In fact, I ran out.
Salute. We don't need no education.
We don't need no sponsors.
We need buses.
Just walked out of my tub. In fact, I ran out. Had to catch the show. Highlight of my Wednesday. We love you, fam. We love you. Let us move on swiftly.
Marcos Rojo was caught smoking. You see that?
Guys, Rojo is actually our worst signing.
He's actually... you know, we bought him for £28 million?
No!
28 million!
Name.
It was he was
what?
A third... Yeah, he was third party. He's third party ownership. Because he was at
28 million!
28 million pounds.
Jeez.
Third party ownership, and we had to pay a massive sum to the guys that owned
it. I bind the devil. 28
million
pounds,
for
that piece of
shit. Yeah, for that piece of shit.
Disgusting.
Next up was Leicester City 1 Southampton 0. Morgan with a goal in the first half that gives Leicester another 1-0 win to edge them closer to the title.
Doping.
Are Leicester City in financial shape? Do they have the financial shape to go forward and take the title?
They've got
the
everything else.
They've got the doping shape.
This is like their fourth 1-0.
1-0, yeah.
Level of doping at Leicester is so strong that N'Golo Kante could probably jog off a bullet to the head. It's like, gaffer.
It's
okay.
Just a bullet.
It's just a bullet.
Guy will run from Leicester to London.
It
you
just hit my eye. I've got
a sweat. N'Golo Kante has to be Premiership Player of the Year. What do you think?
I think it has to be Riyad Mahrez, though.
Really?
Yeah, Riyad Mahrez, the racist, Jamie Vardy. Throw in a Harry Kane in there. It's difficult. Come on. Harry Kane... Swag aside, let's put the swag Haitian aside. Harry Kane can get play of the season.
No,
just
for
don't
what?
See why?
For scoring goals.
Are you a bastard?
But are you a bastard?
What about
when Riyad
Mahrez
is there?
Mahrez
and Kante.
I said,
just don't let your bitterness as an Arsenal fan. That's the problem. The guy that is taking your title away from you is paining. I understand.
Yeah, he's paining. Wow. Fuck this guy. Anyway,
what is painting? Is it a verb, like, a chest to describe pain?
Yes,
pain.
It's an adverb. It's just painting. It's painting.
So do you think Leicester going to take the title?
Obviously,
what, 7 points.
Points ahead with 6 games to go.
They've got West Ham this weekend.
We've got West Ham this weekend. West Ham. They have Sunderland.
Sunderland. So it's
this
basically
weekend.
3 points.
Yeah,
they've got Chelsea.
Chelsea and United.
And United.
Yeah, and West Ham still.
So they could basically lose 2 games and still win it.
They can. Yeah, they need to win their last 4. Any one of the 4 that they have left.
They're going to lift the cup in May.
Yeah, they'll probably lift it at Stamford Bridge. It'll be so poetic for Claudio Ranieri.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, to lift it at the club that chewed him and spat him out.
Spat him out like he was a no good piece of
sushi.
Trash.
Of sushi. Yes,
sushi.
Bad sushi. Liverpool 1, Spurs 1. Spurs net a late equaliser but dropped points. Means they've handed Leicester the initiative in the title race. Kane, the man again. You can't afford to give Harry Kane all that space and expect to go unpunished. There you go. You can't teach that.
Yeah, the boner.
In a box.
In a box. Back of the net. In the old onion bag.
In a box. Back of the net. Bruising the cervix.
Yellow bone in the box. Duncan, what are you doing? Do you have a boner in the box?
Yes.
Yeah, are you right?
That's how it works.
That's how you get into the box. You need a boner.
So a boner in the box. Hitting the back of the net.
Is a euphemism
for bruising the cervix.
Or for the loop, for hitting the loop.
Surely the bruising
she's
is
on
is
contraceptive.
Not, you shouldn't be bruising anything.
I don't know about that.
Okay, sorry.
Why are you bruising things, man? It's supposed to be gentle.
Because you're long dick. You're Nigerian.
It's not.
No, I wish.
Bruised.
It's just serviceable.
It works.
It works.
It's serviceable.
Thank you.
Okay, so we said Liverpool 1, Spurs 1.
Spurs,
anything interesting there?
Liverpool, still shit.
I saw Daniel Sturridge looks like he's back.
But how many times must he look like he's back in a season?
He looks like he's back.
It's like 10,000 resurrections more than Jesus.
They wrap him in cotton wool after every game. They just put him there, you know, wheel him away to his house. Because a guy just takes literally one tackle and he's done.
Yeah.
He's got a cruciate ligament injury.
Can you blame him when he's the most unfairly talented English striker of his generation?
The most unfairly. How? Durag has been going on about this for years.
Loves Daniel
Sturridge.
He
compared him with Kun Aguero last week.
I said he's not that much worse.
What? In terms of
Oh my god.
In terms of what? Guys, what are you talking about?
Are you fucking mad?
Are you mad?
Yes!
Wait, obviously mad. Okay, guys, let's calm down.
Wait, Daniel Sturridge at Chelsea, Daniel Sturridge at Man City.
Compare
Kun Aguero at Real Madrid.
Let's look at Daniel Sturridge in the last few seasons and tell me.
The season he had Luis Suarez, probably the best striker in the world.
Even before the run.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember he came in January.
Yeah.
Remember that run then.
Mm-hmm.
Remember his performance at Bolton Wanderers. In terms of pace, strength, awareness, skill, technical ability, Sturridge is better than every English striker out there.
We're talking about Aguero.
I said he's not much worse. Aguero's a 95. Sturridge is at 88 to 90.
Do you know how long FIFA it'll take you to get to 95 from 88?
I'm just saying, it's not that much
it's
of a difference.
6 seasons of scoring 20 goals, blast!
I'm sure Ronaldo's on like a 90 now, eh?
Ronaldo's always been on a 90 on FIFA. It's probably like 92
What's
now.
Messi, 93?
Messi, 94. Messi,
so
94.
So, Sturridge is 2 levels down. I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it. Let's move along swiftly.
You guys are animals. That's your problem.
Bournemouth 0, Man City 4. De Bruyne, Aguero, and Al star as City
look
fine form
this.
Again.
De Bruyne back.
De Bruyne back.
And City are scoring at will.
Watch City win the league.
There we go. Another flagrant statement. Inflammatory statement.
How? How?
By the power of Grayskull, B. That's just how.
By the power of what?
Grayskull.
Wow, jeez.
You need Pastor Mboro to go to heaven.
You need Pastor Mboro.
Talk to
Take
Jesus.
Photos of the EPL trophy.
Send
it to Pellegrini.
Yeah. Send WhatsApp to Pellegrini. Listen, mate. You're going to win the league this season.
But guys, this is my question. What happened to City between October and now?
De Bruyne. Remember
injured.
That when...
But De Bruyne was injured, what, in December,
after
January?
That Arsenal game when they played in December, wasn't it? When they lost?
Yeah.
And then he got injured, and since then Sterling has been shocking.
Sterling
has
been shocking.
Are you mad?
Sterling has been a he's been a flop.
No guys, shocking. No.
Okay.
What?
He's not a flop.
No, that's bullshit. He's not a flop.
He's not a flop.
He's had a good first season. good.
No.
Good.
No. Good. Let's not say good.
Good.
For a £50 million signing, I'm rating him at the same level as De Bruyne.
Let's not use that, because they're not just paying for, they're not paying 50 million for the finished article. They're paying.
No, we understand that, but compare him to other 50 million.
Upside.
Yeah.
So let's not use that 50 million as though they bought the finished package. He's 22.
We understand that, but look at De Bruyne. De Bruyne is what? 22. De Bruyne is 22 as well?
23. De Bruyne is 23.
So there's a year difference. He was bought for, what, about £5 million less?
No, £5 million more. Wasn't De Bruyne 55?
De Bruyne is more expensive.
Yeah. De Bruyne is more expensive.
And
yeah.
De Bruyne has outshone Sterling this season at City. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
And is he... I don't know. I think he looks more,
no, but Flop
more
is,
of a talent.
Flop is a bit hyperbolic.
Even
it's
decent.
Like, come on.
Even decent.
But he's decent. He's had a decent first season.
My thing is, Sterling will start for England, which doesn't mean anything.
He's had a good first season.
He's had a decent first season.
Would he start...
Goals in the Champions League.
At Real Madrid? Would he start at... okay, I wouldn't say Barcelona, but at Bayern Munich? I don't think so. Would De Bruyne slot into the Bayern Munich side?
No.
No.
Would he... Before Sterling?
No.
If you have the choice between the
two
players...
How?
Sterling, if you had the choice between
Sterling
two of them,
would
you have one
slot in before De Bruyne, because they have space where Sterling plays, more space where Sterling plays than where De Bruyne plays.
I just think that you're saying Sterling is not a flop.
So, okay, but we can't lay
De Bruyne is 24.
We can't lay the blame squarely on De Bruyne.
20?
I'll tell 20, you
no. We can't lay the blame squarely on De Bruyne. What happened at City between October and now? It doesn't make sense. With the resources they have, they really should have
gone
out with the title.
Guardiola announcement.
But that's already after
but Arsenal should have. I think Arsenal should have run away with the title, rather, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I think... Yeah.
We should have said Arsenal should have run away with the
guy,
title.
This guy, we'll come to that.
We'll come to that. What is that now?
Are you painting already?
I'm painting, bro.
Yeah, it's hurting, bro.
It's hurting, yeah.
Was it the disclosure of Pep Guardiola as
I think that was a bad
manager?
Move as well, but as we discussed earlier, it was forced
Sterling
on by Pellegrini.
Still 21.
He's still 21.
8 December 1994.
Oh, jeez. So he's 22 this year, though, at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, okay.
So...
With four kids... Or 17?
17 kids.
17 kids.
17 children.
Yep, yeah. at 21. What a Jamaican.
What a Jamaican. Yeah.
But I mean, typical. Typical Jamaicans, isn't it?
Why are these yardies like this, bro?
These yardies.
Why?
We've got another one from Kodua. Is this a different person then? Says Sterling has made progression since leaving Liverpool. Better ball control and improved shooting. Yeah. Give him 2 years.
Really?
Yes, Ballon d'Or.
But what?
Yes.
Gets out.
At least in the running. At least on the long list.
In the top 20.
Yes.
You read?
Yes.
Sterling will be on the Ballon d'Or list in the next, 2 years?
2 years.
If you fail, what are
we
going to do? Let us bet. If
this
you
is
fail,
recorded.
What happens? This is recorded here.
I will run
on the
around,
internet.
I will run around Constitutional Hill wearing red briefs and blue tights.
No, just wear
that's
the briefs.
Just red briefs.
Just wear the briefs because the tights will be over.
It's hard to run.
With Nigerian long jump.
With the briefs, just everything just everything just slapping.
No, please. You have to wear those wide fronts. You know those wide fronts, those old school.
Yeah, the tangas.
I rock that.
Yeah, rock tangas.
Do people thong. Still wear tangas, bro?
I see them being sold everywhere. I've seen some tangas at Woolies.
Yeah.
I saw tangas at Woolies, bro.
The bear tangas.
What does the Woolies have? AU tangas.
Yes,
AU. Yes.
Organic tangas.
Arsenal 4, Watford 0.
I didn't
know the Gunners dismantled the team that had dumped them out of the FA Cup.
How's the game?
It was... Hey, Alex Iwobi, bro. I don't know what they give them in Nigeria. What do they give you guys?
Indomie.
Fufu? What do they give you?
Indomie,
corruption.
James Ibori.
They give them corruption. But anyway, yeah, Alex Iwobi has been a revelation for Arsenal. And I think it speaks volumes of his talent. The fact that he's being made to play in front of other established players.
When he shares
but
the
also,
same bloodline as Gigi Okocha, what do you expect?
But also, it's a huge indictment on the more established Arsenal players like Theo Walcott, who can't even get a look in because this kid is playing so well. Theo Walcott hasn't developed since he was 19. The only thing that has changed about Theo Walcott's game is his beard.
Yep.
That's all.
His beard game.
His beard game is
and
now
And he got
stronger.
Married, right?
He got married. He's got a kid now. But
Walcott should be up there amongst the most beautiful men in football.
He's just a yellow guy.
He's just
a yellow ball.
But his features are...
He's got nice features. He speaks well.
I think
for
maybe
a black
because
guy.
I think maybe... Did Lauren tell... Did you read the article, Lauren... The interview with Lauren?
Lauren
of the Invincibles?
Lauren,
yeah. Where he says...
Doesn't he speak like five languages?
Back in the day when we were the Invincibles, before every match we listened to Wu-Tang. Now Theo Walcott listens to One Direction.
Is that true?
No, that's factual.
It's factual.
Well, look at the squad they had. Lauren, they had
Vieira.
Walter Silva, Vieira.
Yeah. Tyrion.
They had goons.
Goons in platoons with extra tunes.
Remember when they won the premiership at Old Trafford? When they were
the 1-0. That golden kit. Yeah, that
2-0.
Wiltord. Yes.
Fartez carried it into Wiltord's path and he fucking...
And he jumped over Kanu. Yeah,
amazing.
That's still pending.
Is that still pending for you? All right. So, what happened with Arsenal? Let's dissect that. Durek is so eager to like see me in pain.
No, see me paining. Like we're done.
They choked.
We're done analyzing. They choked. Arsenal, it's a combination of the manager's stubbornness and the
mental fragility. Right?
Mental fragility of the players.
Yeah,
the players aren't there. They don't have. I mean, it's not like. They don't have the strength of character to go into Kong and not buy drinks
like
for an entire...
Like I did on Sunday.
Exactly. Not go into Kong and buy drinks for an entire squad of Yellow Bones.
Yeah.
You know? That strength of character that says, you know what? Before? I'm on a budget. Yeah. The rand is depreciated.
Yeah.
Eating into my savings. So I can't ball like 2015. So yeah, I'll go in there, buy a few Savannahs.
Or buy a bottle.
And maybe buy a few Savannahs. Or maybe, you know, a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, just a bottle.
For one girl. Not for a squad.
Yeah,
or you buy a Savannah for yourself.
No. Savannah's for the ladies.
I actually saw Mpo Pops again in Kong on Sunday night.
Is it? Buying drinks for the ladies?
He was with a lady and he's like, yeah, this time I'm coming. I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah. Wednesday, yeah. We're here.
Yeah.
Don't ever make...
Bob Pops.
Make...
Why?
With drunk
but
people,
why are you making arrangements at the club?
Because that's where most arrangements are made.
No, you don't make arrangements at the club.
They're made there.
You don't propose to women at the club.
I've done that.
And look at where you are.
I'm in love.
With someone you didn't propose to at the club.
How do you propose at the club? It's so loud.
Hi, what's up? Do you want a drink?
You spit in the person's ear. I hate drunk people.
Yeah,
because
so and the spit is so revolting.
And then you have to like not offend the person,
Jesus,
but you also
want
to wipe the spit before it seeps through.
I think
your
you
pores.
Need to write a club good clubbing
club etiquette.
Guide.
Yeah.
Good clubbing etiquette. No shitting in bathrooms either.
Norwich City 3, Newcastle 2. He hasn't won yet, Benitez, eh?
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't won yet. And,
but there was a statistic that has come out that new managers that come in with this many games left of the season, only 10% have ever survived the drop. Any teams have survived the drop. So I don't know what Ashley was thinking. They should have just kept McLaren until the end of the season and brought in Benitez next season.
Yeah. Because,
to be honest, they're going down.
Does it change anything?
It doesn't
like,
make
you,
a difference.
You change someone like... Now,
did you hear what he did as well? When he was signed, he called the players off. They had a day rest. Mm-hmm. He called them into training that same day. They were in the middle of I don't even know where, thriving clubbing at fucking district in London. He called them back for a training session that day.
Yeah,
and already
you
I think
you fuck
he's,
up people's morale.
Yeah, the like, guys already.
I'm resting here. Why?
I'm resting. I've had like 3 weeks of intense football, and that's what he.
Like
does.
When your debit order doesn't go through, and they call you like on Monday. Easter. What is it? Easter Monday? Like, hi.
Sorry, sir. Can you deposit this amount of money?
I just
money
want to let you know
account?
That this call is being supervised and it's being recorded. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, these are stories about
anyway, us. Anyway, Yao Kolo Agyekum says, if Wenger was black, he would have been fired years ago.
I don't think so.
I think Arsene Wenger is just intrinsically intertwined with what Arsenal are as a brand and as a football team now. It's just very difficult to get him out of the system. Anyway, let's look at the log. Leicester City 69, Spurs 62, Arsenal 58, having played 31
points.
I just
got a comment on WhatsApp from Lycan.
Lycan.
Apparently, Daniel Sturridge isn't even better than Collins Mbesuma.
That's more accurate.
I think
that's a more accurate
are
description.
You guys actually
no, I'm not, come on.
Thank
man.
You, Mr. Lycan.
Man City 54 having played 31 games and the bottom is Norwich on 31 points, Sunderland 27, Newcastle 25 and Aston Villa 16.
Villa are gone.
Newcastle are going down.
Newcastle Villa
Newcastle are going down.
Sunderland. Can you imagine if two Newcastle clubs from the north go down?
That'll
be unprecedented.
Not really, right. It's happened before.
No, both of them in the championship.
Yeah.
Newcastle and Sunderland.
What? Yeah. No way.
All of them.
It happened.
No, but it must
the
have.
Season,
like, when
the
they went
season,
down, yeah.
Yeah, Sunderland, the season,
were,
the
Sunderland came
got
up.
Them relegated.
Yeah.
Sunderland came up and Newcastle went down. when Shearer took them down.
Yeah, remember? When Shearer took them down, didn't they go down together?
Didn't they go down together?
Wow.
We need to stop this. It's too easy. Anyway, let's move on to La Liga. Barcelona 1, Real Madrid 2. 10 men, Real Madrid defeat Barcelona at the Nou Camp.
Jesus Christ. Did you hear the silence?
Cristiano.
Did you see the finish, though? He knew he had scored before he
Cristiano.
Even kicked it.
Like, but how about that Bale goal that was left?
Guys, you know what? To be honest, Real Madrid should just look at their ref intimidation policies and be like, we slipped up.
Yeah.
Because they
had
a
goal.
That goal was a legitimate goal.
But
man.
I'm saying Real Madrid had a monopoly on referee intimidation, referee influence. And they let that go.
Yeah, they let that go.
How do you, as an incumbent, fail to rig your
as
own
an incumbent.
League? How do you fail to rig your own league?
They
you
failed.
Know, that's some bullshit. They slipped up. Yeah, and now Barca has the tender.
Yeah, but it's, I mean...
and like, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah,
but yesterday,
like Champions League.
Like,
yeah.
You saw that yesterday. Jeez, Barca had, man. Yeah. Jesus.
That racist bastard.
But yeah, 2-1, Real Madrid. Good win for them.
Yeah.
But I think Atletico...
But I think it is also win. Just... it's a moral win, but at the end of it, means nothing, right?
It's a moral
it's,
win.
It's nice to go on Instagram and take photos and say, yes, we won... But at the end of the day, it means...
Did you see Cristiano sparkle. Posing in his briefs?
In his briefs? What was that photo
God
about?
Body.
God body, though.
That
God
guy
body.
Is the most defined human being on the planet.
Did you see his
bro.
Dick print, though? He's also gifted, eh?
Is he gifted?
Yeah. Just, I mean, it was like a ball of, like...
Like an
five
aubergine.
like an aubergine, yes!
Other black people say eggplant.
Aubergine. Theo says aubergine.
Last week, he blessed us with globules.
Who doesn't eat aubergine?
With aubergines. Okay, so Sonia says, guys, Cristiano Ronaldo needs to win another Champions League trophy before he retires. But knowing his teammates, they are going to disappoint him again. That Barca loss to Real brought immense joy to my heart.
Yes.
And it also brought immense
fucking
joy to
because
us.
Because Barca
you,
is full of fucking tax-evading pricks.
And guess who was named in the
Panama.
Who is the
one and only?
And his father.
Yes.
Megastar. What is it? Megastar Enterprises.
Megastar Enterprises. Yes.
Megastar.
Guys, Lionel Messi is a shit human being.
Shit human being.
He's a shit
but
human being.
But because he's ugly.
And he's short.
And short.
Yes.
People
like
want to give him
Oscar
yeah.
Pistorius.
Just because Cristiano is beautiful.
Oscar Pistorius is...
But at least he's not disabled.
Somewhat. I mean, like,
people
thought
Oscar's
a good looking guy.
Good
people
looking
thought
guy.
Disabled people couldn't be dickheads, but they can.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They can.
True,
just because you can't use your legs. True, true. Sorry. But
yeah, but because Cristiano is beautiful.
Beautiful.
0% body fat.
0% body
wins
fat.
Shit, and he's good at
no
football.
No tattoos.
People.
And
no tattoos. And why
and
no tattoos?
Gives blood? Because he gives blood.
Because he gives blood.
Gives money to the Palestinians as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Messi give money
Does
to
Messi?
The Palestinians?
Does Messi
even give money to tax authorities? No! No!
Maybe Messi.
No! Messi does not even give money to tax authorities.
Yes!
Does
and what do people
ISIS?
Do with taxes? What do people do with taxes?
They build
Kandler. Build roads. They build better. I'm talking about Spain, not. let's not. Please, Ascolapo, man.
Ascolapo.
Ascolapo.
So basically, Messi's against infrastructure development. This is what we've come up to. He's against infrastructure development and social sustainability.
Yeah, why? That's why he's from Rosario. Bastard.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, I was really happy about that loss. Las Palmas 2, Valencia 1. They've lost again. Gary Neville's record at Valencia was 28 games, 10 wins, 7 draws, 11 losses.
You know what? Everyone goes around
like
and says Gary Neville. But you know what? Give him the props for actually taking a step out of the Premiership and going to
fuck
a foreign
his whole
game.
Life.
That is what you need to fucking.
Fuck his whole life.
You
what
need
step?
To give him.
What
he
step?
Took a step up.
What credit?
He stood to
go and manage your friend's club.
Kevin Keegan and the like. You can't be going and staying in the Premiership and fucking managing Derby County.
Yo,
no.
Fuck him. No.
Give him the credit where it's due.
He got
Give
the
guy the
job
where
without
it's
an interview. He got the job without an interview.
It's like
we're playing
it's
golf.
Like we go to Kong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were in Kong.
At
the VIP. Peter Lim is busy swiping his black wall card through the ass cheeks of a stripper. And then he's like, hey, I have a coaching vacancy. You want to coach my club?
Give the guy some respect.
Fucking respect.
Give him some respect.
Fuck respect. No,
he took the chance to go out of England.
Look at clueless buffoon.
Look at the
fucking... finally realized that punditry is easier than coaching.
Oh my god.
He's a fraud.
Where the likes of fucking Frank Lampard and fucking
Lampard knows his level.
Are they taking the step to coaching? Are they going? They haven't fucking done anything. Where's Jamie Carragher?
Are you
Where's fucking Jamie Carragher?
Why are you coaching? Why are you coaching? Is it a must? It's not a must.
Is it a must to coach though? You must know your level.
Is it a must?
And he was too arrogant. So
Is it a must?
Is it a must for him to coach? Must he coach?
No, but seriously, guys, I don't think any credit should be given to someone who, one, didn't actually deserve the job.
Yeah.
Two, got there and was clueless and shit and reinforced stereotypes about British managers.
Yeah.
Three, the fact that he stepped out, he didn't even leave his comfort zone.
We're the same people who always slate British managors for never going out and going
go out on merit.
Who says he didn't have an interview?
What interview? He had an interview in the club.
Oh, come on, man.
They had it in the chopper on the roof of Salford
Unless
Hotel.
Yeah.
They own Salford Hotel together.
Saying that he didn't get an interview. All we know is he was given the
All
job
we know is that, no, there was favoritism and nepotism.
Gary
and
Neville for life.
All the isms.
Gary Neville's a red.
No, we love Gary Neville, but
as a red,
I'm not going to give him credit for.
I still love him as a pundit.
Spectacular failure. Fuck his life. His punditry is even compromised by this.
Sports, I wonder.
I think, but he's still doing England work, isn't he?
Yeah, that's why England will not do anything at the Euros.
Besides beating.
Anyway, let's move on to some local football. Nedbank Cup. There were, what is it, round of 16 this last weekend.
How many cups are there in South African football, guys?
There's Telkom Knockout. There's Nedbank Cup. There's the Absa one.
There's the Multi Choice Disky Challenge.
Multi Choice, but isn't that for like up and coming?
Up and coming.
Yeah.
No, but guys, there are too many cups.
There are not too many cups. There's the Telkom Knockout. Which one is the Super
like
8?
The
MTN 8. Is that still a thing?
Guys, they're like 5 cups.
Is that still a thing? Is the MTN 8 still
I
a
don't
thing?
Know. They're just too many cups.
And Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates
always
meet every week.
Dude, my girlfriend was asking me the other day, like, babe, is there a Soweto derby every month? Like, what's happening? Is that like something that is part of South African football?
Is it not the worst derby in like the world?
It used to be so good, but now it's
so sterile.
It's always like a nil-nil or like
overexposure. Overexposure. Yeah. If you know, it used to be something that people looked forward to. People were. You know, it was an event. Now, there's a Soweto derby every week, man. It's like going to Kong. What the fuck?
Well, going to Kong a lot, man.
I've never been to Kong.
I've been to the parking lot as well as I was there on
You've
Sunday.
You've been to the bathrooms.
Nedbank Cup. Platinum Stars 1. Polokwane City 2.
Polokwane in the building.
Little.
No, that's
the wrong one.
Oh, damn it. I keep saying the same wrong thing.
Wow, that's so rude.
What's Polokwane? They're the crocodiles, right?
Dikwena.
That's Platinum Stars. Yeah.
So what? Who are the crocodiles?
Isn't that Free State Star?
No, Platinum Stars.
Platinum Stars.
Man.
The alligator crocodile
I
don't know if it's a lizard or. Like,
where is Nandi when you need
when
her?
When you need her, anyway. Sundowns.
Someone tell us. Tweet us.
Sundowns 3, Mbombela United 1, Kama Beliat.
Who's the most beautiful man in world football?
Why are we doing Sundowns?
I think.
Okay, South African football. Who's the most beautiful
man? Kama Beliat.
No, not Kama Beliat.
That guy looks like he's from the streets of Gweru, bro.
Kadoma even.
Kadoma even. From Epworth.
From Epworth.
That's quite xenophobic.
No, not really.
No, it's factual. He looks like he's from like.
He looks like he's from the streets of Kadoma.
Yes!
What do people from the streets of Kadoma
look like? Like Kama Beliat!
Yeah, which is what?
Like that! What do you mean? This guy is there!
They look rugged, basically. Oh, that's what he's trying to say. Like, hard life.
Hard life from Tema.
Yeah, look at Taribo West. I won't, if you say he looks like Taribo, I won't now come and be caping.
It's like a fucking
Taribo was
on his head,
selling
man.
Bananas in Nigeria when he was like in his teens, man. That's why.
Alright, let's finish off. Let's finish off this thing, guys.
Yeah, eat plantains in Nigeria.
Who? No, plantains and bananas. We have both.
Santos, okay, we don't care about the rest of it. Santos 0, Free State Stars 1. SuperSport United 3, Ducks 3, SuperSport 1 on penalties.
The PSL needs to do something about the fact that beyond Sundowns,
Chiefs
and
Pirates,
and no
maybe
one really
SuperSport.
No one really cares about the other teams. Like,
well, it's like that in La Liga, right? Because there's top
it's like
three
that.
Or four teams.
It's like
yeah, but
then everyone else is
but
like
their stadiums are full. Though.
Right.
Everyone else's stadiums are full, aren't they?
No,
La Liga.
I mean,
La Liga has
not,
the worst attendance
full.
Of
really?
A major club, a major leagues.
When
yeah.
they, you know, Ibar, like they've got an 8,000 seater stadium. They're
Which
like
sometimes
to fill it.
Yeah.
Jeez, and they can't fill it.
No.
Anyway, let's move on to the Champions League.
They can't fill the stadium.
Champions League: Barcelona 2, Atletico Madrid 1. Racist Prosper Suarez should have been sent off.
Yep.
For one Fran and for slapping Gabi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't sent off anyway.
So
race
to investigate Barca.
Wasn't the assistant ref. He was right
there.
He was right there and he saw it.
That's
saw
a red
that.
Card offense.
Why did he not say anything?
That's a red card offense, but nothing happens.
I give up. What's going on at Barcelona? Is it the Panama leaks? Do they have what's?
Someone has nudes. Someone has someone's nudes of FIFA referees or something, because that did not make sense to me at all. Suarez should have been off. And after that, he goes and scores and tells people to keep quiet. He's such a revolting human being. He's repulsive. He gets under my skin.
Is there anything that he does besides scoring goals? That's not, he does.
Is there anyone who likes Luis Suarez?
Liverpool, yeah,
fans. Right, Liverpool fans. Yeah, Liverpool fans.
Dude,
but people
I won't tell you who, but a Liverpool fan once said to me, "My guy, as far as I'm concerned, Suarez can call me a kaffa 10 times as long as we win the league."
I know who that is.
Yeah,
we all know who
that is. We all know who that is. Oh, man.
And they lost the league.
And so they lost the league anyway. Bayern Munich 1, Benfica 0. Arturo Vidal's second minute header seals a home win for Bayern. Renato Sanchez?
Yeah, man, I saw his.
He's
time,
a beast.
He's big, eh? He's a big. He's like Lukaku in midfield.
Yeah.
He's kind of bossy.
And he's quick, yeah. For the first 20 minutes.
It wasn't anything special.
No, but I think he's a special talent.
He's going to sign for United. Looks like it's like a pre contract has been sort of.
Yeah, agreed. That's what Arsenal said with Dinamo Zagreb and Luka Modric in 2007. It's a pre contract agreement.
Well, we may have signed him until Real Madrid comes along and scoops him.
So tonight, Man City and PSG, any predictions?
PSG 3-0.
Are you smoking something?
Sterling 2 on goal.
Yeah, I'm dead, oh, I'm dead. My chest.
Zlatan
this guy,
you're breaking our ears.
You're breaking our ears. You're gonna eat the mic.
Seriously, fam. Seriously.
No, 3-0. PSG 2-0.
3-0.
Nah, not 3-0.
Where are they playing for City?
At City.
At the
Etihad.
At the middle
Joe,
east.
Joe Hart's being rushed back to fitness. Willie Caballero could possibly in goal.
Are PSG that much of an attacking threat that they could neutralize City like that? Come on.
Di Maria, Zlatan, that front three.
Let me just tell you.
And I don't know if they're going to use Lucas or Cavani.
City will pull a shock.
Nah, I don't.
I'm telling you.
Look, I don't think PSG have enough mobility in the front three to trouble City like that. I don't think so.
Well,
but
Cavani,
I mean, they've got. I mean, who's going to play Mangala? Mangala is going to be playing at the back because Kompany is out again.
Kompany's still injured.
Yeah. Remember, he got injured at the Manchester the
calf,
derby, before the Manchester derby.
Same.
So it's going to be Di Michaelis.
This is why you need to do leg raises, guys.
leg day is important.
Yes.
Leg day
how
is important.
How old is that? He's 31, right? Kompany.
No, he's not even. He's like 30.
29 or 30.
Yeah, he's not that old yet.
So it's
the young
it's
man.
Dungeons. So, right, Di Michaelis and Mangala in
so,
in
okay,
the center,
final right? prediction. What's your prediction for 2-0. PSG? 2-0?
I think it's going to be 1-0.
1-0. All right.
Or
a
very tight City win.
Okay.
So, like, we could have, like, 3-2 or 1-0. Yeah.
Wolfsburg and Real Madrid.
What's your prediction? See, this
my prediction is 2-0. It's 2-0 to City.
To City.
Yeah, I think.
To City?
Yeah, I think City can do it.
Jeez.
I mean, Samir Nasri's back. I saw him.
He's got platinum and blonde
platinum
hair
platinum and
now.
Blonde, what whatever that is.
Because the swag.
His girlfriend is like some super tennis player.
Because the swag must not be questioned.
Why are you calling me when I'm on the show? Anyway, let us move on. Wolfsburg and Real Madrid today.
Real Madrid 4-1.
Yeah. With Julian Draxler.
Yeah, 4-1.
So what?
Andre Schürrle.
They 4-1. Made. It's going to be 3-0 to Real Madrid.
4-1.
Jeez.
4-1.
This is one of those ties,
but
you know.
But they'll come from behind.
if I was Zidane, I'd play Kovacic.
They'll
and
play
the youngsters.
Down.
You play? No, you can't risk it on the first leg.
I think.
No,
you can't. They'll do this.
This is why you're not Zidane.
This is the Wolfsburg team that United should have beaten easily.
Do you read any Terry Pratchett?
No.
Because he has this thing. You can't say if you were Zidane, I would do X, because if you were Zidane, you would do what Zidane would have done.
Anyway, Sonia says the best looking man in world football is without any doubt Cristiano Ronaldo.
Peter Zobo in his pomp.
Yeah, Peter was
Peter in his pomp wasn't a good looking
handsome guy. Yeah.
He was banging Sharon D. He was banging everyone.
Okay, but that's not really.
She was like fire back in the day.
No, that's not really his testament.
Before he nearly got signed for Liverpool, man, he would have been a Liverpool.
No, Peter Ndlovu was a handsome guy.
A handsome guy.
Except he balded. He balded like
too quickly, like at 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He balded like the spread of corruption in Nigeria.
Anyway, let's go. We're gonna move on.
He wasn't really 28. Firstly,
he wasn't.
Peter Ndlovu.
Do you know what?
No, Peter Ndlovu was his correct age, bro.
No,
don't hate.
Please, we're all African.
Peter Ndlovu was the correct age.
We're all African. Durag.
Martins, bro. He's still playing, man. He's at the top level.
No, guys, the guy's like 37.
The one
that killed me, someone wished Taribo West like a happy 40th birthday the other day. I almost spat all over my phone. Taribo West.
Yeah, but I saw that on the Twitter.
Yeah, on the Twitter.
It's like when someone says, my boyfriend reads World Bank reports.
Yeah. What does your boyfriend do? Tell us, Twitter. What does he do in his spare time?
What does your boyfriend do in his spare time?
Other than cheating,
what does your boyfriend
do?
Does he read World Bank reports? Anyway, we're going to move on to the news.
News. What's happening? Doom. In the meantime,
in the news today, what is this? Oh, they're sweating.
Are you sweating by your nipples?
Yeah. Despite reports claiming that he will be appointed.
That could be breast cancer.
In some capacity.
When did you go for a checkup?
Do your nipples...
Do a mammogram?
When you have...
Like a year ago.
A year ago. And
what? Your
like,
nipples...
Yeah, and it secretes like some fluid and stuff.
Jesus.
Some mammary stuff.
Yeah, so have you... No, but this is very important. Your health is important to us.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't checked.
Maybe you can try... Maybe feed him up.
No. I don't want to be contaminated.
Yeah. Cancer is not contagious.
Exactly.
Yours might be.
Cancer is not flu.
Yours might be.
Anyway, despite reports claiming that he will be appointed in some capacity to the Dutch national side, LVG has come out swinging, saying that the Man United board is behind him, even if he doesn't secure a top four finish. The LVG propaganda machine is in full swing, as evidenced by a similar article in Die Telegraaf, which seems to suggest that LVG will be staying and he'll get like £150 million. To spend.
But what is 150 million in this market? It's nothing.
It's like
three
what?
Players.
Three, four players?
If anything. One James, maybe a Griezmann, and maybe Laporte will be 60 million.
We don't need
million.
Attacking players, guys.
Do you need Van Gaal next season?
I would rather have Phil Neville.
And Mourinho has also come out and said he wants a written promise from United so that he can come on next season. How true is that? Come on.
Of course not.
Come on, that's rubbish.
Guys,
that's the bully of media.
Guys, Mourinho doesn't have to beg for a job.
He doesn't, yeah.
Like, can you understand? This guy was fired, but he's still bulletproof. This guy is one of the top 10 managers
he's
of all
still
time.
Bulletproof in what sense?
No, he's bulletproof.
His reputation has not taken a dip.
He's not Andrew Villas Boas.
Yeah, well, because the rats at Chelsea ratted him out.
Exactly. Anyway, next off, Chelsea announced the appointment of Italian Antonio Conte as their new manager, and he will start as Chelsea manager after the Euros.
but the problem is now they're busy trying to work a plea deal
to make sure they get it. And as Durag has just mentioned, Italian prosecutors are trying to get him charged or indicted or prosecuted for an ongoing match fixing scandal. It's actually ongoing.
A caveat in this, you know. What happened was, supposedly a match fixer, Raj Piramal, probably one of his friends, came to Juventus, I think, when he was there or before that, and they were basically trying to entice players to match fix. And Conte didn't tell the authorities.
Yeah.
But he didn't actually go and do anything. He didn't expose this to the authorities, and that's why he's being...
Investigated, but actually
he didn't do anything. So
Conte is just dodgy, guys. And then Napoli forward Gonzalo Higuain has been handed a 4-match ban for appearing to push a referee during a match.
And then he started crying when he was leaving the pitch.
Emotion.
Doping.
La passionada. Doping. Lionel Messi and his father, we've spoken about this. Michael Platinum, a.k.a. Michel Platini, and newly elected FIFA president Gianni the Don Infantino have also been named as owners of offshore shell companies that are linked to dodgy selling of TV rights for UEFA matches. Is anyone clean in football? In sports?
No. Another big thing that happened is Twitter got the rights to live stream.
To live NFL games. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
but will they be allowed in this? Because it'll probably say not allowed in your region, right?
Probably. Yeah, it probably
so
say
we have to use a VPN.
Yeah.
Don't admit to committing crimes on air.
So other people will have to use VPN, I guess.
Other criminal-minded
criminals.
People.
Disgusting.
Not us, because we pay taxes.
All right, and then British doctor Mark Boner has denied that he has...
Mark what?
Mark
Boner.
Mark what?
Mark Boner
AKA
has denied that he has doped at least 150 elite athletes. Boner...
Yeah, I saw that. That was a big news on the Sunday Times.
Boner was the subject of a Sunday Times investigation which found that he was the doctor Fuentes for boxers, Premier League footballers, cyclists, tennis players and bodybuilders.
Yeah. I guess he was fingered.
And he did say there's some Arsenal players. Yeah, he fingered some Arsenal players.
Some Arsenal. He fingered like,
but
what players.
What we don't know was whether they are current or past.
And also if he's actually a reliable person, because he seems like he's quite a...
And he's Australian, so...
Yeah.
He's a dodgy guy himself, so he could be just trying to
get
a bit of publicity.
Did you read about the Australian artisan who was found with
$500 million in his bank account.
Oh,
Australian
no.
What?
Artisan. Like.
Like a what?
Like.
What is that?
Like a hipster.
No, not no, like guys, no, an artisan.
Like guys who build. Yes. Fucking
like a carpenter.
Like a carpenter. Like, yes. A, like a metal worker.
Like a carpenter. Sheet. That's
metal.
His job.
Yeah.
And where did the money come
from? He was like, no, for my investments.
Yeah, no, fire.
In what?
500 mil in his
heroin.
Account. What the fuck? What? Investments in quality heroin.
Black tar, bro.
Yes.
Jesus.
Investment in some meth, you know, some Breaking Bad Australia edition, you know.
All right, let's stay with doping. And two comments marathon runners, Joseph Mputi and Sandile Ngunuza, tested positive for the banned substance Nandrolone.
Nandrolone. Well, why? Nandrolone has been discredited. Nandrolone tests, positive tests have been discredited and overturned in a lot of instances.
Really? Why is that?
You can get Nandrolone just from eating a lot of steak, dog.
Like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Look at what was that Springbok player? Robbie Kempson? Was it Robbie
yeah,
Kempson?
Well,
yeah, some back when I used to care about
Robbie right Kemp.
No, no, Kempson. Kemp? Oh. I don't know. Some white name. So he tested positive for Nandrolone, but the test was later overturned because apparently he got it from eating too much red meat.
Okay.
That's a great excuse, I'm sure.
No, but it's factual.
Okay, and Jack Wilshere has been questioned by police after a bit of a fracas at a prestige London night spot called Club de Paris.
I always thought it was fracas.
I also thought it was fracas, but I don't know. I just hear people saying fracas now.
Fracas.
What's up?
How
Jake?
Many times does Jack Wilshere have to get into trouble? Why can't he just concentrate on not breaking bones?
My thing is, why the fuck are you getting into brawls outside clubs? You know the media's there.
And he was hiding behind a bin.
What the
like, what the? This guy.
And also, the guy says, remember when he started a fight with Fellaini?
Yeah.
The guy's three times your size.
No, but that's short man anger, man.
Yeah, it's a short man anger. And some local news. Kaizer Chiefs have announced that Rene Lwelo-Tolonyane is on the verge of signing a new deal with the club.
Swag.
So we'll see how that goes. We'll probably see him at Kong.
Predator.
We'll see him in Kong in a few days' time.
No, he's happily committed to Mpo, my boy. So there will be no Kong visits.
Who is
okay.
That?
His... committed
his wife
person.
Or girlfriend?
Yeah. His committed person.
Baby mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Committed sex significant other.
Yes. All right. Well,
guys,
that's,
have you ever
that's
asked
us today?
A Zimbabwean person from like Gweru, like,
Gweru.
What's up? And they were like, Jake.
Jake, dude.
Not,
Jake, bro.
Not Jack.
It's Jake, yeah, but Jake is also a real thing.
Oh, my God.
Jake.
Why are
Jake
you
is
doing
a, Jake is also a real thing.
It's Jake. They call
I've got Durag here.
They call it Jaggy.
Die for free.
It's a Jaggy,
guys, I need the fans of the football show to put a fatwa on Duncan.
On Duncan.
Because he's always here trying to evict us before our time.
Anyway.
It's 12:58.
That's it from us at the football show, guys. Remember, be kind to strippers.
Be kind to strippers.
All boobs matter.
All boobs matter.
And may the swag. May the swag be with you.
Stay away from red meat because you could get Nandrolone.
Yeah.
And potentially could get obese.
Is it about the nudes?
Can you get?
Yeah. All right. Cheers, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.